Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 17th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Lamed Base of the Omer. Masecht Sota, Perek Shavi, Mishnah Gimel. We learnt before a number of things which can be said in any language and a number of things which can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh. From now, our Mishnahs now, and then following Mishnahs, are going to talk about proofs for those things that we learnt that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh Dafka. We start with the din of Mikra Bikurim, the reading of the Parsha Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. The Parsha that is read by the person who comes to the Kohen and brings the fruits, and he says, Higadati Hayom Lashem Elokecha, I have here declared before God that I have come to the land which God has sworn to our fathers. And the whole Parsha that has to be read there, from Arami Ovid Ovi onwards, Ketzad. How do we know that that has to be done Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh? Says the Mishnah, because it says in the Parsha Vikurim, V'yonisa V'yomarta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You shall call out loudly and say before Hashem your God, Ulahalon, and by the brachas and klalas, the blessings and curses which was recited by the Levim on Mount Gerizim and Harevel, Hu Omer, what does it say? A similar expression, Ve'onu Halevim Ve'omro, and the Levim shall call out loudly and say. So both psukim use the expression Ania and Amira. Just like there by the Levim. They said it dafki in Hebrew in Lashon HaKodesh. And how do we know that the Levim said the blessings are cursed in Lashon HaKodesh? The Mishnah doesn't tell us what it is, but how do we know that? But the Gemara explains it's because it says, Koil, Koil, Mimosha. We learn by the Brachas and Klalos, it says they shall say to the people of Israel, Koil Rom, in a loud voice. By Matan Torah, it says, Moshe Yidaber, Moshe would speak, and God would answer him, Bekoil. Just like there in Matan Torah, obviously it had to be in Lashon HaKodesh, because the whole Torah was given in Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, by the Levim, where it also says the word Koil, it was also said in Lashon HaKodesh. So once I know that by the Levim, who gave the blessings and curses, who recited the blessings and curses on Har Gerizim and Harevel, was in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan b'Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore also by the reading of Bikurim, where it says the words V'ono or V'aniso V'amarta, the same two verbs, Ani and Amira, was also had to be b'Lashon HaKodesh. The declaration of when recited by the farmer who brought the Bikurim, the first fruits, had to be also in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew. Mishnah Dalet. Chalitza Ketzad. How do we know that the declaration by the wife, by the widow, whose husband had died and without children, and whose brother-in-law refuses to take her, that how do we know these declarations should be said in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, Chalitza Ketzad? As it says, V'onsa V'omra, she shall call out loudly and say, once again, we have the words Ania and Amira, the same two verbs. Ulahalon Omer, and later by the Brachas and the Klolos, which was said by the Levim. What does it say again? V'onu Halevim V'yomro. The two verbs are there, Ania and Amira as well. So therefore, we use a Gzeres Shavah, we use the likeness of expression to say, Ma'ania ha'amura lahalon, just like by the Levim later on, where it says Ania and Amira. They shall call out and say, B'Loshon HaKodesh had to be in Hebrew, which we, as we said before, we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, Koil Koil. Afkan B'Loshon HaKodesh. So also when it says, V'onu, V'onso V'omra, she shall say and call out loudly and say, Me'ein Yavomi, my brother-in-law does not want to do this, etc., etc., that also had to be B'Loshon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he says, why do we need the Gzeres Shavah for that? Likeness of expression to learn Chalitza from the story of the Levim, that they were just like they were Lashon HaKodesh, so also the Chalitza is. You don't need that, says Rabbi Yehuda. From the very words that appear in the story of Chalitza, From those words themselves, we can see that it had to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'onsa v'omra kocha, and she shall call out loudly and say, so shall be done. Now, the word kocha can also mean so. The way it's written in the Torah is what she has to say. V'onsa v'omra kocha, she shall call out loudly and say, like this. Ad shetomer b'loshon hazeh, until she says it in this language. Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. She's chayiv to say the things exactly in their Lashon in the Torah. The Chachamim, however, learn something else from Kocha Yaaseh. They learn, this is not telling us about the Amira, the method in, or the language that she uses, but rather the action, to tell us that the action is Ma'akev. Kocha Yaaseh, this is what has to be done. You have to she has to spit on the ground, she has to take his shoe off, etc. And therefore, they need to learn that Chalitza was done only by Lashon HaKodesh from the Gzeira Shava using Ania Ania by the story of the Levim. Just like there it says V'ono V'yomro, and here it says V'onsa V'omro B'Chalitza, just like there it's Lashon HaKodesh, here it's also Lashon HaKodesh. Because they already use Kocha for that other halacha, Maisa, that the actions are important and are critical. And if the actions are not done, the Chalitza is not valid.